The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're doing much better in North Carolina and New Hampshire. We've got candidates across the country who are focused on the issues important to the middle class and working families. And the Republicans have doubled down on obstruction and extremism.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the congresswoman from Florida who runs or heads up the Democratic chairmanship. While she says the Democrats have the edge, the Republicans beg to differ. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, midterm madness. We're kicking it off. That's right. In just a couple of days, you'll be heading to the polls, or maybe you've already done your voting, and you'll see how it all turns out. I have a feeling some of these races dump into Wednesday here on America Tonight. We're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of all the races in the nooks and crannies across this country, including the fact that we have like 150 measures on ballots all over the place, ranging from medical marijuana to legalizing marijuana to paying for arenas and some other things that affect people in lots of different ways. Sometimes the issues draw folks out even more than who's ever running, because they don't want an arena. They want an arena. They'll pay the extra. They won't pay the extra. They don't want marijuana. They want marijuana. And there's even a few states that have gun issues that are being discussed, and most of that has to do with background checks, you know, at this point. Needless to say, in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about numbers. We can count. We've got a version of that. And besides the elections, odds and ends, some other things that happened over the weekend that you might not have seen, including the fact that the TSA released a little gem about what they're seizing at the airports, meaning they're confirming that more guns are starting to show up. I think people in states where they have concealed and carry, especially, I think people forget and they've got guns tucked away and they just forget about it. Certainly not all, but there are some. They say last month the TSA screeners found 181 firearms and carry-ons all over the country. 157 were loaded. A third of those had rounds chambered. They also had a 13-inch cane sword that was discovered in Charlotte. Yikes. Then they also found grenades and a few other things in carry-on luggage. But I think that's interesting that they found the guns the way they did. Last year, total 1,813 guns from carry-on bags. Like I said, I guarantee some of them not thinking, because it's a typical everyday occurrence. They're used to it. They carry a gun, and then it's in their briefcase. It's in their bag, and they're not thinking that it's with them, and then all of a sudden they have to pull it out. And you can imagine what that does when they find the guns and pull them out. Over the weekend, we dealt with a thing called Halloween. And there were some wacky stories on Halloween, including a few sad stories. But there was a story I read somewhere on one of the websites or someplace where I was looking. I would like to give them credit, but I look at so many things. I want to say it might have just even been an AP, Associated Press story. But it came out of Mesa, Arizona, and there was a woman searching frantically for her wedding ring. She accidentally gave it away with Halloween candy. Oh, that would be so brutal. It must have been in the bowl is what I'm assuming, or fell out probably in the candy jar thing that she had. And I think that's what she thinks, that she was carving pumpkins and she got hectic and was absent-minded, and they filled bags, and there was plastic rings inside of bags, and she hopes someone has it because it's not worth just a ton of money, but it's the sentimental reasons. You come home, your kid dumps out their candy. Look, Ma, I found a diamond. Wow, who gave you a diamond? Where'd you get that? And do they return it? How do they even know? I'm sure this story now is making the rounds. And with it making the rounds, there's more of a chance that she'll get that ring back if someone has it. But, I mean, you know, who knows who is traipsing through the neighborhood. I've heard from more and more people that they're not getting the amount of trick-or-treaters they used to get. And so then, you know, you do that thing where you wrestle with how much candy do you need to go and buy. And I saw a lot of candy on sale for 50% off at my grocery store, so I'm assuming that not as much candy is being handed out as in the past. And now there's more organized Halloween things that happen at churches and parking lots, the trunk thing that they do because people don't feel as safe. And maybe that's part of the reason why. Or you just, in certain neighborhoods, they just know they're dark or too many houses are dark or whatever. But it seems that way to me anyway. I don't know. You might have handed out a crazy amount of Halloween candy. I'm not sure. Maybe my theory's all wet. I just know that there was so... I couldn't believe how much candy was left over, and it seemed odd because usually the shelves are cleared, and then there's hardly any candy left, so they're not putting out any more candy because it was all gobbled up on Halloween, and they're waiting for their next shipments to come in, and, you know, that... they don't have any candy for sale for 50% off. You get my deal. And maybe you just don't like Halloween. You hate the idea of the holiday and you just close the window and lock the doors and keep everything dark. And you're one of those people you don't participate anyway. So if somebody came to the door, you were not handing them candy. There's one mail carrier who wasn't handing out political materials for Republicans that he was supposed to put into the mail. Please just let us have our junk mail. Why can't we have it? They're actually investigating this, and Wisconsin, one of the letter carriers, they think might have just stashed all these political advertisements, those mailers you get, in the dumpster because they found in a recycling bin hundreds of political mailers. And they were all Republican political mailers. And it was reported to the inspector general for the post office, and they're investigating it. And because it's an active investigation and they can look and trace who their mail carriers are, then they can, you know, they could probably trace it to the exact person. But how crazy is that? I'll tell you what, I am not going to let anyone tell me who to vote for, and I'm going to let anybody I'm delivering mail to, I'm just going to trash the mailers. Anytime you do something like that, they always find it. If you throw away things in bundles, somebody finds out, and they will rat you out. So he wasn't very clever about his disposal method. And you wonder what happens in that district if they look at that and they start to talk about, you know, they start to talk about, oh, well, that's not fair because the mail carrier, all the money we had spent on these mailers didn't get delivered. And you could just hear what might happen there. I'm saying there's a possibility of it anyway. We come back on America Tonight. More specifics about the upcoming election and just how close it is. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
is.
But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we're going to be talking about the numbers. We can count. And boy, we have a couple of sad stories for We Can Count, but some good ones, too, that'll, I think, make you laugh somewhat. It is no laughing matter when it comes to who represents you. And here's the deal. Republican, Democrat, outraged by it all, independent, praying for another party, whatever it is. Just get involved. Be part of the decision instead of part of the whining crowd. And eventually that wave takes over, and we've seen it. We've seen it with the Tea Party. We've seen it with various branches of the Republican Party. We've seen it with the Democrats, let's face it. Look at Obama. How does Obama get elected? There was a great team behind him on the ground, and there was a wave of passion. There are a lot of different things that can happen, and if you're not involved, you're not trying to get other people out there to vote, then you'll never change the situation in your neighborhood. If you don't like the direction it's going, then you got to jump up and you got to say something about it and you got to get involved. There are some really interesting races that are going to make a difference. In North Carolina, Democratic Senator Kay Hagan clinging to a very small two-point margin in a state that definitely leans Republican. She could lose her seat. In Kentucky, Senator Mitch McConnell, who's had a very long career on the Hill, could become the Senate Majority Leader if the Republicans win the majority. It's six seats, and then it would swing in a different direction. But he has to overcome his Democratic challenger, Alison Lundergan, Grimes, who has a lot of momentum. He has a little bit of the edge, but it's not a definite. We'll see what happens when people go out and vote. Then you have situations in Alaska and Arkansas and Louisiana. Will Senator Mary Landrieu hang on to her seat in New Hampshire? It's an interesting battle between Shaheen and Scott Brown. If you remember, he was in the Senate in Massachusetts, and now in New Hampshire he's trying to do it. Georgia, Colorado have an interesting race that's very, very tight. So you have to have a 60 seat supermajority is the deal if you're going to move anything legislation-wise in Congress. And it would be interesting to see if that momentum, that the economy is believed to be the Republican issue, that the Republicans get a little bit of a bump for that. Will that really play out in these Senate races? Will they gain the six seats that they need to win the chamber? But a Republican win would give the party complete control on the Hill for the final 2 years in office of President Obama's. So wouldn't that be interesting? And at this point, that scenario hangs in the balance. And I think the turnout is so critical. And that was the big push on this last weekend to plea, state their cases, Republicans and Democrats. The turnout is going to be so critical for both parties, Democrats and for Republicans. There, it's not a layup. It's not a definite in some of those races that I mentioned. So a lot of times where you think the incumbent, they're going to win it, not so now. And what about millennials? Will the millennials show up? Will they vote? How are they going to vote? Are they going to vote for the Democrat, the Republican? Does it depend on where we're talking about? We keep hearing that the Republicans have the edge, but will they really have the edge when it comes down to it? I mean, that's the key question. And it's a question that we can't answer till we see what the turnout is like. And I keep hearing about, a bigger turnout. But will we actually see that? I can't tell you how many times when I've been on the air and we've talked about midterm elections, and we saw that happen last time around. But will we see it happen this time around? Will we see more of a turnout than before? More than 50. What if we had in this country overall, what if we had 75% turnout? That'd be a shocker. That's why I've said this now a couple of times on this show, and I've said it before during this show, that we really should have an off day. We really should. Just make it a mandatory holiday and see what happens. See if more people go out and vote. Of course, I could blow that whole thing up because people could then take advantage and not go and vote. Because we're not forcing. It's a choice. We're not forcing people to. And there's all kinds of tricks, right? You walk around, if you vote, you get that sticker if you want it. The sticker that you put on that says, I voted. I voted. Why didn't you vote? That's what you want to ask people. Don't you have a voter sticker? So that night, election night, we will be zigging and zagging all over the place. So we'll have a lot of live guests coming on to talk about what's happening in their particular area and the way it's looking, or maybe some of it has already been called. This goes to the turnout again, and whether it's too close or whether or not it's a definite where we can say, okay, now this, we can call this race. And then here's what's happened in this race. And you have a slew that I've already mentioned, places that are looking at all kinds of different things when it comes to measures on ballots, important measures that could take money out of some people's pockets, that will do something different with marijuana, either legalize it or it becomes medicinal in maybe Florida. And even there, that's kind of an up in the air thing. You've got guns. So it's interesting. You have guns, pot, and abortion issues that may boost turnout in some key areas. And the president, who has not been stumping for too many people, had made a couple of last-minute pushes for some Democratic governors, staying away pretty much from the controversial Senate races. But he was out working the crowds, trying to energize the crowds in some key places, like Connecticut. A couple of swing states that he carried in 2008 and 2012, trying to mobilize young people. Like Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy, dead heat. He's in a dead heat with the Republican Tom Foley. And that's basically a rematch of 2010 that Malloy won, but barely. So Obama making a last-minute appearance for Malloy, trying to help there. In Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf has a little bit of a lead over Republican Governor Tom Corbett, who got some help himself from New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to try to give him a little bit of an edge. That was that maneuvering that happened on Saturday and Sunday. Whether it was the president or somebody else that came out trying to mobilize voters. Democrats outnumber Republicans in Connecticut, so energizing core voters is the only way Malloy survives against Foley, because he barely did the last time. And even the First Lady, Michelle Obama, campaigned for the governor on Thursday and called him an instrumental partner of the president and talked about his success in raising the minimum wage and how he handled the rollout of the federal health law and all that sort of stuff, focusing really, I guess, on those two things. And in Pennsylvania, Wolf is the favorite, but Corbett was trying to jump all over the Obama appearance and hoping to drive more Republican voters to the polls. So, new polls showing Republicans are pulling away in some races, in some of the Senate races, but as I mentioned, the president not getting close to the Senate races for fear of the popularity where he is popularity-wise. And if they're too close to call, he certainly doesn't want that to be on his coattails. We Can Count coming up next here on America Tonight.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Very depressing story. A speeding car smashed into and killed three girls Friday night, including twins who were trick-or-treating in Southern California. All 13, they were in costume. They were carrying bags of candy where they lived in Santa Ana. They had the right-of-way at a crosswalk. It was near an elementary school. A car plowed into them Friday night and then sped off. They were hit about 6:45 in the evening. They were declared dead at the scene. And they didn't identify them because of contacting their family, that kind of thing. Witnesses say the driver was speeding and the cops are searching for the two males who fled on foot, they say. A Honda CRV was found nearby, and it's, boy, what a just depressing thing. They say Halloween is one of the deadliest nights of the year because of the drunk drivers and the people walking on the road. 2 years ago, 48% of all crash fatalities during Halloween involved a drunken driver. 48%, that is, compared with 31% on just what is an average day. I mean, what a sad, sad tragedy that is. I promise some of these will get better as we move along. But again, it goes to the thing of somebody out there trick-or-treating, just a kid having fun, and then some idiots who are seemingly plowed with liquor. We don't know that for sure. Didn't see them, whatever. But the details, I'm sure, are going to emerge in the next couple days. Brittany Maynard, beautiful 29-year-old, became popular because of the controversy over Right to Die. And over the last few weeks especially, she decided to end her own life Saturday at her home in Portland. She just left a note saying, "Goodbye to all my friends and family that I love. Today's the day I've chosen to pass away with dignity in the face of my terminal illness. This terrible brain cancer that's taken so much from me, but would have taken so much more." That's what she wrote on Facebook. She said, "The world is a beautiful place. Travel has been my greatest teacher. My close friends and folks are the greatest givers. I have a ring of support around my bed as I type. Goodbye, world. Spread good energy. Pay it forward." What happened with Maynard is she had 6 months to live last spring after she was diagnosed with the stage 4 brain cancer. And she made a lot of headlines around not just the U.S. but around the world when she said she wanted to die under Oregon's Death with Dignity Act by taking a fatal dose of pills prescribed to her by her doctor when the suffering was too much, when she decided, you know, she had too much, and she said, you know, she knows it's a terrible, terrible way to die, and she wanted to die with dignity and said it would be less terrifying for that to happen and felt like it was a choice. So a lot of people were upset and stunned by what happened with her, but the fact is that she had the right to do it in a state where you can do that, and it's always going to be controversial, and the disease she had was a terrible, terrible one that was, I mean, literally just squeezing her to death in her head. So she knew that she was going to do that all along. All right, let's move on to something else. How about unclaimed lotto bucks? You know, they say there is about $2 billion in unclaimed money. You got to be kidding me. Since I'm not a regular lottery player, but when the stakes are high for fun, I play. I can't imagine not checking the numbers, especially for the people who play all the time. But they say people shove them in desk drawers or dressers or refrigerator magnets or wherever, they lie around. And the lottery ticket goes unclaimed. $2.4 million went unclaimed in 2013. Each state runs its own lottery independently, but they estimate they think it might even be $800 million annually. They're not even sure. Most of the winning tickets are probably worth $50 or $100, they say, but there are some that are worth more than that. But that's how much money is not picked up, which I would say this to you. If you get a lottery ticket, especially Mega Millions is up to a crazy amount, again, over 300,000, I would say check the lottery ticket. It'll take you 2 seconds. In fact, we usually get 300 million. Did I say? What did I say?
1,000.
Yeah, 300,000 is still good.
It's just a but little not different.
Just a little different than 300 million. It's actually like 326 million. So if you do go and buy a lottery ticket, you might want to check those numbers. Trust me, we will announce them on the air. I always do that as a courtesy to all the people when it's high that I know are desperate to find out what the numbers are. But don't shove it in a desk drawer somewhere. Well, that would be the worst. You win the biggest lottery of your life and you never play, and then you throw the ticket somewhere. All right, speaking of winning the lottery, you might feel that way when you're going to get gas. Gas in my neighborhood when I just filled up was $2.69. Wow. So prices at the pump are some of the lowest we've seen in 4 years, easily. Most gas stations by the middle of last week across the country were already at or below $3. New York City drivers were paying an average of $3.41, in San Francisco $3.47. Theirs is always higher, but that's still less than what they normally pay. So what's happening is we're seeing the barrels. It's what you see, what a barrel is on the mercantile exchange. It'll tell you what you're going to get pay for at the pump. Now, because of some of what's happened, demand is down and production has increased. That's what's led for the prices. That's what's happened with the prices dropping. But when we start to have really super negative news, that often pushes it higher. So that could change. I mean, that could, you know, change in the next couple of weeks. So for now, enjoy it because we're getting close to the holidays and you know how that turns on a dime anyway. Usually when it's travel time, we'll see that it'll head in a different direction. But I bet you might be in that. If you're like me, you feel lucky that you're in that. There's something about it. There's something about having a, you know, paying $2.69 or $2.79 for gas that is, it just, you know, it makes you feel good versus paying that three or four. When we hit four, then we all whine. So college football wrapped up for the weekend. And once again, it's another strange week in the top 25. Auburn sneaks in and with a very big win. Wisconsin wins its third straight game. They beat Rutgers 37-0. Oh, my cousin is the communications director for Rutgers. That was a rough one. So there were a smattering of interesting games, but none that affected so much as much as you would think the top 25. You know, it comes down now to the fact that we have a college playoff system and you've got a poll that comes out with the 12 committee members. You still have the other polls, but the poll of the 12 is the most important. However, in the AP poll, if you look at the top 25, like I said, Auburn moved up to number 3. We hadn't seen them that close in the top 5. And this is because we're coming down to the nitty-gritty. So they're number 3 in the poll. Mississippi State still hanging on to number 1. I know there's people listening to us in Mississippi. Florida State, number 2. I already mentioned Auburn. Alabama's 4. 5 is Oregon. 6 is TCU. 7 is Michigan State. 8 is Notre Dame. 9 is K-State. And Baylor rounds out the top 10. Just pay attention in the next couple of weeks because that's when it really matters, when we have the last 4 bowl games and then the playoff system, and that will change, I think, the way we argue about who's number 1 in college football. I think it's great that we have a playoff this year. A small fire at Disney World's Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ride. Boy, we're hearing about a lot of weird accidents when it comes to rides. I know it's far and few between for the amount that they run on a daily basis, but they say embers from fireworks at the Magic Kingdom ignited the fire at the Seven Dwarfs train. They put it out quickly and no one was hurt, but the nightly fireworks had just ended when those embers landed on the building outside at about 10:30, and that's what lit the fire. And it caught fire because of the fireworks. And it's very strange. We live in the cameras, the cell phone camera era, so immediately people are taking pictures. And passengers got off the ride. No one was hurt no one was evacuated. The ride opened an hour later, but it's very strange to see it. It looked like a giant fire, kind of, but they were able to get it out pretty quickly. Because when you wait in line for those rides, it's an hour long. Yeah, you're waiting, unless you buy the Fast Pass, which is more money, you are waiting for an hour on any busy day, especially over the weekend, to get on that ride. And a power outage on Sunday, even, forced the evacuation of about 120 passengers from the monorail. So they have problems at Disneyland and Disney World. I mean, people said on the ride they heard thunder and saw a few bolts of lightning. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Hey, what were the lightning bolts? What's that power outage? I thought I was safe on the monorail. I don't understand. And that happened back in July, too, as well. Stay with us.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Themselves. They stayed up in the office building yesterday and read and sat in the rocking chairs by the heater. A few of them ventured out and took some short hikes.
I got a text and they asked me how much snow was in Saluda and I said, what? So I opened up the door and I was totally surprised.
Yep, first signs of winter weather causing some surprises for people in Tennessee and South Carolina. The snow started falling, and next thing you know, some people were trapped, and you could hear them talking about it there. It was one of those crazy early snows, unexpected. But I think unexpected can be a great surprise when you're in your own neighborhood. When you're traveling, not necessarily quite as fun, because then it's just a question of whether or not you're going to, you know, whether or not you're going to get out of there and get home. And dealing with the elements isn't necessarily unexpected elements, isn't necessarily great for flights out. But the dusting, and that's what it was dusting pretty much, and, you know, something that was pretty unusual. I think when people were on I-20 in South Carolina, they looked up and they were amazed on Saturday when the white flakes were coming down, like, wow, you got to be kidding. So it was a smack to the south and some crazy winds, too, affecting the New York City Marathon. People that were running in that usually have to deal with maybe cooler weather, but not the kind of winds that we're talking about. As far as, like, our pals in Colombia are concerned, they had a little bit of a dusting, and they were stunned. Earliest snow ever in Colombia, ever. Like I said, people in South Carolina were very surprised to find out that they had all of a sudden snow. In parts of the South, there was more precipitation. Near Gatlinburg, Tennessee, there was 22 inches of snow. Around Asheville, North Carolina, they got 5 inches of snow. If you were in Florida, in Daytona Beach, you weren't expecting 41. It was 41 degrees. There was a hard freeze warnings from Louisiana through North Carolina and all the way up to Ohio and Pennsylvania. And there were frost advisories and freeze watches in parts of the South, too. But they said that's all going to turn around. In New York City, the marathon I mentioned, they're used to kind of cool temperatures, but the wind was the thing, gusts of up to 40 miles an hour. Boy, it would be tough to run in that, wouldn't it? 40-mile-an-hour wind, so a rare winter weather, snow and wind and up to a foot of snow, like I said, in parts of North Carolina, very, very strange and could be appreciated, I guess, if you were just hanging out. Not so much if you had to travel in it. Good that it happened over the weekend, though, instead of on Tuesday when people we know will be out at the polls swarming to vote, right? And the polls are showing that people going to the polls will likely vote Republican in the key states, and the Republicans need 6 seats to win the majority in the Senate, which would mean there would be a Republican majority in both chambers if that happens. Now, a bigger turnout in a different direction for some of the races where it's really close could take away what some are assuming is a Republican win. And there is a great big push to get as many Democrats out in all those places, just like Republicans. I mean, it was like that last-minute bombardment of campaign ads and issue-oriented things that were all over the tube over the weekend, and I'm sure you probably saw those because it was everywhere. Strange thing happened heading into the weekend, something that seemed like it was inevitable, going into space, for goodness sake. Richard Branson has already sold a lot of tickets for it, but there was an accident that took the life of one pilot. They were testing the Virgin Galactica, which is not the name that they're naming the ships, but Spaceship 2 is, I guess, the official name of it. They were testing it, and unfortunately, there was a lock lever on the Virgin Galactica Spaceship 2 that was moved earlier than it should have been, and the National Transportation Safety Board is saying that seems as though that's what caused it. It's unclear whether it was pilot error or mechanical problems or some other possibilities that caused it to disintegrate in the air, but that's what happened. The debris field was 5 miles long, but they found most of all of the parts of the spacecraft that they needed. The accident killed the co-pilot, Michael Alsbury, and the other pilot survived. He's alert and speaking, and he was part of the tandem that was the test flight crew. They're focusing on, what was it to have this spaceship disintegrate 2 minutes after the space plane separated from the jet-powered aircraft that carried it up. It was about 45,000 feet above and 20 miles northeast of the Mojave Desert in California. And they haven't determined what broke the test airplane apart. when the wreckage is dispersed, it usually says, they say it indicates the likelihood of an in-flight breakup. Probably for this whole week and beyond that, they'll be putting it together. It's interesting because Richard Branson was really expecting that he was going to go up in a year or maybe less than a year, and that by 2 years they'd be taking people up for rides. And they had already, like I mentioned, sold a lot of tickets for this. But it may not, you know, might not come to fruition as early as Branson thinks, and maybe it works. You know, space is a tough thing, and he says they're going to keep doing it and keep working on it and make sure that they get it right, and that these pilots had a lot of experience, these test pilots, and they're thinking it's not the test pilots. You know, we're talking about taking people 62 miles above the Earth. It's the beginning of outer space, and let them feel the weightlessness before they get to the ground. And they were going to send paying customers 2 years, next year maybe even, but now that's going to be pushed back, especially the people that are putting up the money for it. If you have to pay $200,000 to $250,000, they sold like 700 tickets at this point, and most of them are, a lot of them are well-known people like Stephen Hawking or Leonardo DiCaprio bought a seat on it. So the plan is to make it move forward, but whenever there's a crash, no matter private or back in the NASA days, they have to rework the crash scene and figure out the specifics of it so that when the metal is stressed or something happens with the plane's lever, it doesn't happen again when they're out there taking people out there, or people up, rather, since that's ultimately the plan. Seems like last week we were talking about this, but I got a note from actually Brian in Pennsylvania who wanted me to mention this, that the Ravens and the Steelers tangled. And once again, the Steelers are now in sole possession of second place in the AFC North because of beating the Ravens, but that Ben Roethlisberger is the guy who is making history, that he threw for 340 yards and six TDs, and that he became the first quarterback to throw for six touchdowns in consecutive weeks. Wow. So 12 touchdowns in a two-week period. That says something, doesn't it? You think of the Ravens and how good that defense was, right? It was in front of the Pittsburgh crowd, so they love that win. A little slice of history for Ben Roethlisberger. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.